B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It is brought to you by D'Angelo. Grilled greatness awaits at D'Angelo with the mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich stacked with sizzling sirloin and melty cheese. Say it with me. Grilleluia. Nobody said it with me. All right, whatever. Suck it. What's up, Marty?
So I'm calling in because I've been going out with this girl, Jackie, for a while, and things are going great. And all of a sudden now, I don't know what's going on. I kind of got ghosted, so I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, give us some details. Like, what happened last time you guys hung out?
Well, the last time we hung out, I went to her office and I surprised her at work. Like, I showed up with flowers, you know. I took her out for a nice dinner. We had a carriage ride. Like, I went all out.
Jesus.
I was really trying to stunt for her, you know. I mean, we had had a bunch of dates before that and they were all really good. And then after that, like, nothing. Radio silence after, you know, this whole surprise that I planned, showing up at her office like Prince Charming and stuff. Like, nothing. I haven't heard anything.
Did she enjoy the surprise?
She seemed like she loved it. Like, she seemed like it was a great time. Like, it was a regular date. Like, we had had. We both were enjoying and smiling and, like, you know, it was great. It was a good time. So I thought, and then nothing.
Question. Well, I feel like I know how you would answer this, Pebbles, but how would you feel if the man that you were,
a
few times showed up?
Don't say the words Crab Rangoon.
No. Like, I'm saying if he showed up here and, like, was like, oh, I want to take you on a carriage ride, blah, 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 like a surprise. Sounds like she'd like it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Pebbles isn't into that, but Melissa.
I'd love it.
Melissa would love showing off.
I like romance.
Melissa would love to show off a guy. And, like, a guy showing off his love to Melissa. Oh! Just
show up with a book.
All right. Maybe she wanted you to show up with a book instead. But who knows? We'll give her a call next. All right, Marty?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Marty. Ladies, you're going to be rooting against Marty getting a second date because this guy, he's such a romantic that after a few dates with this girl, Jackie, what he did was he showed up at her job with flowers and he took her on a, what was it, like a horse-drawn carriage ride and everything?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I mean, I was trying to be Mr. Romance. I was really trying to show her that, like, hey, I'm feeling you and I want to, like, make a commitment here and, like, build something.
Commitment,
with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just clarify something? I do love stuff like that in the movies.
Yeah.
In my real life, please don't come with a horse.
Pebs, like, when Pebs, like, immerses herself in a Hallmark movie, like, she's the most romantic person that you could come across. When she stops watching the TV, though, she's like, high five. That's about it. All right. So, Marty, we're going to try and give this girl Jackie a call right now. So, please stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yeah, speaking.
Jackie, please do not hang up the phone because I'm about to make your day. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. The reason that we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a guy who would love, love to take you out on a romantic date that we would pay for.
Who's the guy?
Well, he's a very romantic guy.
And his name is...
Wow. Get to it, Ramiro. Come on.
I thought you'd know it. Romantic. It's Marty. You guys hung out already.
Yeah, no. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, okay. Do you mind?
It's the horse.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask you that? Because he was telling us how last time you guys hung out, he did the whole thing where he showed up at your job and flowers and the horses and.
He seems like a good guy, but he's not. He's a cheater.
He's a cheater? He cheated on you?
I mean, yeah. I got this notification on Facebook like a couple days after we hung out from this, like, random girl, and it was all these pictures of them together. Like, she's, like, over him, hugging. Like, I'm not interested in that. Like, I don't need that in my life.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You got a Facebook notification?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, that was Jackie. That was Marty. He's on the phone, and he heard, or he's listening to what you're saying.
You just had him creeping on the phone the whole time? Dude.
what do you mean you got a Facebook notification? Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Some, like, dumb bitch sent me a message on Facebook, and then there are all these pictures of you guys, like, leaning on each other and, like, hugging at some, like, sport thing, and, like, ew.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of those things, man.
That is my ex. She is absolutely insane, and I don't want anything to do with her. She's on me like
you don't want anything to do with her. Then what are you doing
I only was there because she had a ticket to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and I wanted to go. And how am I going to turn that down?
Shut up.
She is insane.
Wait, hold on. Your ex took you to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final?
Oh my God.
That doesn't sound like an extra ticket.
She had an extra ticket, and she asked me if I wanted to go. So, I mean, who's not going to go?
I might be with him on this one. I hate to say it, but...
I would have gone.
Right. Game 7, man.
I didn't know she was taking pictures. I didn't even know how she found you on Facebook. This is all insane to me. I don't want anything to do with her. I'm trying to be with you here. I just wanted to go to the game.
We were, like, together, and he went out with another woman. Like, what if someone has, you know, like, tickets to another game or, like, wants to take you to your favorite restaurant? And you're going to be like, oh, well, it was my favorite restaurant. I had to go. Like, that's bullshit.
No, that's, I mean, come on, that's crazy. Like, there's no favorite restaurant that's ever going to equal the Bruins at Game 7. There's never going to be a situation like this. I promise you.
Okay, then why are you hugging her in all those pictures? You guys look pretty
She's hugging me. Honestly, go back and look at all the pictures. I'm not even looking at the camera. I have no idea what the is happening there, okay? She cheated on me like 7 times, okay? So, no, I don't want a thing to do with her, all right? And unless she somehow scores Patriots Super Bowl tickets next year, you don't have to worry about anything, all right? There's nothing to ever worry about.
So, there you go. Okay, so, Jackie, that sounds fair. If the Patriots make it to the Super Bowl and she scores tickets, he's allowed to go. Other than that, he's all yours.
Great. We can all have a get-out-of-jail-free card and cheat on each other. This sounds like it's going to be a great relationship.
No, okay. Well, do you want to go out with Marty again? He sounds like he gave you a good explanation as to why he was hanging out with his ex.
I don't buy it. Like, I'm not getting good vibes on this. I'm not trying to mess with a cheater. Like, I've done that before, and no.
I mean, she just keeps ruining my life, man. Like, I'm not even with this girl anymore. And somehow she manages to just all of my stuff.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right. Supporting your date's children is mandatory. It's something that you have to do. Just when you do it, don't do what Ron does, because that will end up getting you up on the Second Date Update on the 10th with us.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Laugh. You might even agree with what Ron did. Seriously. 810 right here with the Get Up Crew. Miro, Pebbles, Melissa, and you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.